It's time for Agriculture, presented by Turkana Farms in Germantown, New York, a small-scale producer of heritage breed livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres. They also produce a full array of garden vegetables, many of them heirloom varieties raised naturally, as well as an assortment of berries, including raspberries, blackberries, gooseberries, black, red, and white currants, mulberries, and elderberries. And now, here's Victoria Cox.
Hi everyone, it's Victoria. Our recent spell of cold, dreary, seemingly unending overcast weather had left me feeling leaden and slow-moving as the days trickled by. Tasks piled up on my to-do list, and I was thwarted from accomplishing them by both the literal presence of rain and by my gloomy, half-awake mood. The sudden emergence of the sun on Wednesday dried the ground, brought new sprouts breaking through the surface, and sent me sprinting outside with enough vim and fervor to prep and plant 7 rows of beans. Triumph! Also a convenient confirmation of my impulse to do 0 soul searching and keep blithely blaming all my feelings on the weather. Of course, going suddenly from an indoor, sweater-clad lifestyle directly to sunbathing brought with it an obvious consequence, a sunburn on my shoulders, transforming overnight from blossom white to apple pink, despite my devoted veneration of sunscreen. And worse, despite optimistic applications of postmortem aloe, I've recently begun to peel. Last night, as I was rubbing my itchy shoulders against the doorframe, pretending that doesn't count as scratching, the pieces began to come together. A period of torpor bordering on dormancy, followed by an energetic reemergence after exposure to sun and warmth, and now an evident molt. Am I turning into a snake? I've always been a huge fan of snakes and their scaly compatriots, despite my family's reservations. And I hold strong opinions about everything from most frightening, constrictors are way scarier than vipers, to which would make the best pet for me personally. A hognose snake, obviously. I've been delighted by the volume and diversity of snake neighbors we have on the farm, as they're both a sign of a robust environmental habitat and a useful form of pest control. There are varieties of snakes that operate at basically every level of the food chain, from tiny grass snakes up to monster black rat snakes, which are keystone predators and can grow to be as long as 6 feet in the wild, or approximately 4.5 feet in our basement. So if my transformation becomes complete, I'm confident I can find my appropriate ecological niche. I'm also lucky enough to have plenty of snake-loving friends and family who have managed to overcome a fundamental, hardwired fear to appreciate snakes for their skills and talents. My mom, famously, conquered her initial apprehension to welcome a huge rat snake who lived in the attic of her house. After witnessing his undulating movements through the rafters, she nicknamed him Elvis and grew to appreciate him as a cohabitant, even after he molted a massive skin right on the mantle of her fireplace. Troy and I have a past coworker from Neon, Rob, who loves snakes more than any human I've ever met, and has the talent of finding and then lovingly cradling any serpent in his vicinity. A field day with Rob, or an office day, or even a casual afternoon at the river, often became a visceral object lesson in how truly foundational snakes are in a given environment, as he would have a new one wrapped around his fingers with a speed and frequency that was, frankly, uncanny. As for my other friends who have not yet grown to love snakes, perhaps I can gradually work to change their minds. Erica, please let me know if I'm still welcome as a bridesmaid, if I have to slither down the aisle. Still, I have to approach this new stage in my life with a degree of apprehension. I'll certainly miss my limbs, which have served me so well to date. I also clearly wouldn't do so well as a cold-blooded creature, especially in a climate with less than dependable sunshine. I tend to think mice are gross and don't relish the idea of crushing them in my coils and then swallowing their deflated bodies whole. Snakes also don't have ears, so I will no longer be able to hear your dulcet tones, nor take phone messages. However, the struggles of growth and personal transformation always tend to bring unforeseen satisfaction and joy with them, so here I go, boldly into the breach.
Agriculture is underwritten by Turkana Farms, LLC, a small-scale producer of heritage-bred livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres in Germantown, New York. More information, 518-537-3815.